Hi, welcome to Angel Answers. This is Amy Toy, and we have this fabulous Christopher Nigro with us today, who's going to be finishing our topic on candle magic and Anunnaki magic or angel magic. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Pretty good. Good to be here again, Amy. I feel so loved.
Yes. You're funny. Well, Chris, you know, we had a really good response about the show last week, and I had a couple before we go into finishing the topic up. I wanted to finish up last week. Some people had questions about the different color candles that you were mentioning, and I have purple. What does that mean? How can you use purple?
Purple is basically used for luck, mostly, but its most important purpose, I would say, is protection from negativity. If you're worried that somebody has a hex on you, if for those who believe that, or if someone just has negative intentions towards you, using a protective spell with a purple candle would be very effective, according to the common lore.
Okay. All right. What about spirituality? I've heard purple is good for spirituality, too, like invoking more connection with source. I mean, that's the way I was taught. Purple's for invoking spirituality, you know, connecting with your source energy, God, universe, whatever. Have you ever heard of that?
Dave, I've not often heard purple associated with that, because spirituality, as I've always heard, is that definitely white. White candles are definitely used for that.
Okay. Maybe.
But the other person may not be wrong, because different traditions do have different ways, but white is, in my opinion, is the best to use for spirituality.
Okay. And also, because we're in the time of season with the gold and the silver, what are those? Like, let's go into gold first. What would that be used for, Chris?
Gold would basically be used, I mean, if you're one of a pagan inclination, to use a certain type of ritual, basically to get in touch with beings like the dwarves, who are known from Norse theology.
Okay.
You know, in terms of money or commerce or protection or consecrating weaponry, gold will definitely get their attention, not just the substance, but also the color.
Okay. And silver, what is that used for?
Silver, also in the context of Norse theology, I'm familiar with using it to get the attention of the light elves, which is basically the Norse name for the beings known in Celtic theology as the fairy folk or the fays.
Oh, okay. Yes, I've worked with the fairy energy before, especially when I'm, you know, outside. We'll do a show on the fairies and how they can be used for different matters. So, okay, great, Chris. So you had prepared for us how to finish with using the archangels in our angel magic. So take it away.
That's pretty interesting, because the archangels have been used traditionally in the Kabbalah, which is, as you know, the tome of ancient Jewish mysticism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still the foundation of what we often call higher magic, or the type of magic used by ceremonial magicians, like those who derive from the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, which is long gone.
Mm-hmm.
But their teachings are important, because even Wicca, which is a pagan religion, and the ceremonial magicians were not pagans, even though that they had certain pagan influences, but they were not pagans. It's interesting that we still use their ritual forms, like the circle, the use of candles in the circle, and the use of certain guardians, as we call it, to protect one of the four quarters. And all of these derive from that type of ceremonial magic, largely formulated and utilized by the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn.
Okay.
And heavily in that system, they tend to use the archangels, a different one for each quarter, to guard each quarter of the circle.
Okay.
Which would and of course, four of the archangels represent the four main elements of antiquity, which is earth, fire, water, and air.
Okay.
Each one of those elements, according to the lore and according to ritual that Wiccans adhere to also, is using one of those, invoking one of those archangels for each point, for each direction, to guard that area against unwanted influences that may congregate around your circle and for protection. And what's even more important is that each of the archangels, and these archangels, by the way, are Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel, are said to control the kingdom of one of the four elements, and to reside over the boss of those elements.
Okay.
Michael is known to represent the element of fire, which is in the southern direction of the circle.
Okay.
And his nature most definitely correlates with fire, because he has a very strong warrior nature.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a negative influence, or even according to the Bible, you want to fight off Satan himself, if you're worried about the influence there, you call on Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel is associated with the element of water, and water guards the west. It is represented with the western direction of the circle, and the northern part of the circle, which represents the element of earth, is the domain of Uriel, or basically his direction. And for the eastern direction, which is air, that's representative of Raphael.
Okay.
And you call on these quarters here for your protection, and each one is controls, according to traditional Western ceremonial magic, that area of elemental influence.
Okay. Okay. Cool. So how would we use this, for people? Because I was taught to that, the angels of the archangels of the four directions, they call it. What would we use these angels for? Would it be for invoking different, like you said last week, causing different changes in our environment?
Most definitely, you would call upon Michael, for example, for any influence in your life that fire resides over, and that would include anything that has to do with aggression, which, like I said, can be focused in a positive way, even though some of us are afraid of aggression.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It could be our friend if we focus it into strong motivation and determination to fulfilling a goal in our lives,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or inner strength,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or even something as powerful as psychic defense.
Oh, okay.
Or we would call on Gabriel for anything to do with the element of water, which resides over anything that's gentle. It's the friendlier of the elements, we might call it, which is, as water definitely embodies, fluidity and change in your life, adaptability, evolution, not just, biological, but also social and, just adapting to any situation in life you need, and also very important, healing.
Okay, or spiritual evolution, maybe.
Most definitely. Any type of evolution we can conceive of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in terms of air, air represents the intellect. And
yes.
it anything to do with intellectual endeavors, which might include writing, any type of artistic work.
Mm.
And, in terms of the element of earth, that's the most grounded element in terms of anything to do with the material world, like money, commerce, and anything related to that, like jobs, your business,
mm-hmm.
or also, stability. Like rock, which is a physical manifestation of earth that we're all familiar with, could represent steadfastness, resistance to change, which is important
right.
in some situations, just like change is important in others.
Right, exactly. So let's say we're doing, can you walk us through maybe like how would we invoke these, is there a ceremonial way to invoke them, like a ritual way to invoke
yes.
the four directions here?
Yes.
How would you do that, Chris?
Well, ceremonial magic, which I will not go into here because
okay.
it is very, very complicated. And it takes
okay,
it
yeah,
take
you want
all
to keep it to the layman, right.
Yes.
Right.
It would take you all, it's effective, don't get me wrong, and
mm-hmm.
worth learning for those who want to, but it would take all day.
Okay, well, we don't have all day, right?
Exactly. Which is why I like Wiccan ritual, because it's very nearly as effective, and it's much shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And a way to do it, in brief, is to, for example, draw the circle around your area. Any area that you need could become what we call the sacred area.
Oh,
and
okay.
to draw your circle, you can use an athame, which is a fancy name for a ritual dagger.
Okay. Okay.
Or even the index finger on your power hand, which is, as we said last week, the hand that you write with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you would just point and starting at the east, and you project from your mind mm-hmm. a beam of light that you can conceive of in your mind, but focus, you know, all your energy through it, that you imagine as a silvery white beam, and you draw a circle around you. Mm-hmm. Its circumference could be I would say, I'm not going to invoke an exact mathematical number, but it, as long as it can comfortably encompass a portion of the room you're in.
Okay. All right. So maybe one third or something like that.
Yes. Or at least big enough to hold you, for you to walk around in comfortably, and, you know, your altar, for example, and any other equipment you might have there on your altar, and you draw it completely. It's best to do it in a starting in a clockwise position, mm-hmm. and when you form the circle, you say an invocation to the element of spirit, which is the fifth element, and which would represent the divine, from which all others derive. Spirit represents nothingness from which anything is possible. That's the best way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the realm of complete potentiality.
Right. Anything can be possible. Right.
Yes, and the four elements we're more familiar with derive from that, as does everything in existence. Because when you do spell work, or prayer, if you prefer to call it,
mm-hmm.
you bring down energy from that level, or basically you cause it to manifest on that level, and from there it cascades throughout the other levels of existence, like the mental level, the astral level, the etheric level, and finally to what we're most familiar with, the physical level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it manifests, and that's what the element of spirit represents, which is in the center of your circle.
I see. Okay, cool.
And you then proceed to each side of the circle, starting with the east, then going from the south to the west to the north, and each one you invoke the appropriate angel or archangel for that position, and you ask them to appear and to guard that circle, not only, and also to witness your ritual and be there if you need to invoke their specific energies.
Okay, cool. All right.
And in every ritual, it's always important to work with all four elements, never just one. You can call upon one more than another, but you always have them there for balance.
Okay, all right.
And then from there, you proceed with either working to connect yourself to the source, which is, you know, to the higher source, or your own higher self, which is the spark of our spirit that's connected to the source.
Mm-hmm.
Or you basically ask what you want, and you visualize it very strongly. Visualization is very strong.
Yes, it is. You are correct.
Yes, and you concentrate and you focus emotion, because building a psychic energy is emotion. That's the key. And you focus it towards your goal. You think of your goal as already succeeded.
Okay.
And you ask very strongly that it be performed in harmony with the greater good, and that the results will harm none.
Okay.
And then you focus, and you release it into the, for want of a better word, the biosphere of the earth, where it reaches the spiritual realm, and like from there it'll cascade, and if you did it right and put enough emotion into it, and if you reinforce it enough with subsequent spells, even though magic is by no means 100% reliable, if done right with enough conviction, it should manifest by way of least resistance into the physical realm.
Okay, so basically, let's say, you know, because a lot of people, like I said, are unemployed. You're looking for a job, and you do this ritual, which is awesome. I've done this, and they're very powerful rituals, extremely powerful. You know, and you do, it's like more, the more enthusiasm, the more emotion you have, the better off you're going to be. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, emotion affects reality on a quantum level, to use some scientific lexicon here, which is the
okay.
scientific basis of how magic works, as I talked about last week.
Right.
And what you're trying to do is put a cheat code, you know, for want of a better expression, into the quantum realm. And basically make the change in your personal reality in accordance with that will of yours.
Mm-hmm.
because all human beings and probably every living being that may exist anywhere in the universe influences reality subconsciously in a collective fashion. What you're trying to do is influence a small part of your personal reality in a conscious, deliberate fashion.
Right, and you know, it's the same way with the collective conscience of poverty. Well, let's say for the poverty, you know, we're in poverty mode or lack mode when it comes to the, let's say, the economy. That's what you're, like, you're referring to, right? The poverty,
yes.
Lack of conscience. Okay.
And you could invoke any kind of archetype you could think of. Invoke a Horatio Alger archetype, or the archetype of the tramp. That's been a common archetype throughout our wonderful capitalist world for a long time. And at least a modern version of the archetype, because archetypes change and evolve too, just like humans
do. Okay. Why don't we explain to the audience what an archetype is first of all? Carl Jung developed the archetypes. Maybe we'll do a show on that. I'm not too sure. That's a little bit outside of the realm of possibility right now. But Carolyn Meese did Sacred Contracts, and she talks about archetypal magic. But explain that and what you're trying to say here.
Well, it's basically an archetype, according to Jungian theory, mm-hmm. is an image, or let's say an icon, mm-hmm. that is part of what he called the collective unconscious of humanity, which means it's what we call, in using internet vernacular, a meme or a conception. That is so common throughout all culture and all history that it's part of what we call our racial memory. All humans have it. All humans could access it and invoke it. It may appear in different forms, but mm-hmm. they're consistent. Like, for example, the wise old man. Wise old man manifests in, for example, in the Norse theology, for my personal familiarity, as Odin.
Right. What about Father Time? Something like that?
Yes, most certainly. That's probably another good example. Another popular archetype that we're all too familiar with is the trickster. And in Norse theology, that would be Loki.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Another one would be the great martyr. And, in
terms
of
Christianity, Jesus. Oh, yes, the martyr, the
Jesus.
Victim. Yes.
Or the victim with a purpose.
Yes. And so, Carolyn Meese, like I said, does Sacred Contracts, and she has the archetypal, you can make up what your archetypes are in this lifetime. So that's a really good book.
And there's numerous other archetypes.
Yes, there is. That's what I'm saying. And that would be something, if you're interested in, like I said, Carolyn Meese's book, and her last name spelled M-Y-S-S, that would be good for anybody who wants to learn about themselves more on a, it's a metaphysical level. So I mean, that is an interesting. So we can use all these. We can use the archangels in different ways, and we can use them. Like I know that the different archangels represent different things to me. Like Raphael, when I'm doing my healing modalities, such as Reiki or the integrated energy therapy, I use Raphael because he's the healer angel. That's what I was taught.
Well, people do most definitely, if they work with the archangels regularly, as you do, develop a personal relationship.
Right, yes, like we talked about a couple weeks ago about Archangel, Gabriel. We talked about the communication, the messages, writers Archangel Gabriel, that's what I would use when I'm doing message work. Or Michael, I use for protection. He's the Archangel of Protection. Before I do a reading, I pray to him for, guidance and protection so that nothing harms me when I'm reading for my client and vice versa for the client. So we can use these different archangels in different ways, and they're not just left for the mystic or somebody someone who is like a priest or, a rabbi or whatever. We can use the archangels too once we're trained. And once we have some knowledge, they're used for the common people or the lay people as well.
Well, we all have a connection to to the spiritual level of existence, and that's where that's the home domain of the angels and the archangels, so to speak. And mm-hmm. Angels basically are pure consciousness. They're not material beings in the same sense as we are.
Mm-hmm.
But they could take temporary embodiments.
Yes, and there's been a lot of accounts with angels taking human form and different forms, too.
Well, there's, you know, the angels have also been placed in hierarchies, which differ from between Judaism and Christianity.
Mm-hmm. And even Muslims, Muslim law has different, everybody has a different take on it. But, you know, every road, all spiritual, all religions, all beliefs lead one to one place, spiritual. You know, it's a springboard for spirituality.
Which is that connection with your higher self.
Exactly. And connecting with your higher self.
Which is part of the source. Mm-hmm.
Right, source energy. Exactly. Exactly.
And that is the ultimate purpose to building yourself spiritually, regardless of what faith. I mean, even if you're an atheist or an agnostic, I mean, you don't have to visualize, that energy as something in a form of any sort. You can hit, it could be your own inner consciousness, your own inner strength. You could see it as a positive manifestation of your own determination, or just like those who practice secular humanism.
Right. Secular. Yes, again.
Yeah, you're not, that they will deny. No, angels have nothing to do with it. It's all me. Well, yes, it is you, but you're calling on these higher forces subconsciously. You don't have to believe in them for them to exist. I mean, deities, for example, are dependent to a large degree on belief for their existence.
Exactly.
But archangels, no.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, Chris, I think our time is running short here. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, other than basically, I'll answer any questions at a future date that anyone may have. I'll be glad to do it. And I guess I could say, it was, once again, fantastic to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, Chris, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Well, with that being said, we're going to go to a break, and we're going to bring Stella back on, and she is going to be carrying with me the last half of the show, and we'll be right back.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
Hi, welcome back to Angel Answers with Amy Toy, and we have the phenomenal Stella back with us. How you doing, Stella? How's it going?
Just fine, honey. We're waiting here for, severe storms and all that coming, but...
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty bad, but that's later tonight. It's more like Dallas-Fort Worth area, but usually we get whatever they get.
Well, I'm waiting for the snowstorm to hit western New York, and we got, a dusting the other day, and I'm like, that's it? And they don't even think we're having a white Christmas, which is okay, we're going to get slammed for 4 or 5 feet of snow pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great, because I can just work from home and not worry about it. So, well, we had a phenomenal first half with Chris, and I appreciate Chris coming in. He's very knowledgeable, like I said. He's got a different slant on things, and that's what I want to try to do with the show, bring in different people and different slants, because we can learn from each other. we really can learn from each other, and that's what I wanted to do with the show, and Chris has been a great help, and so is Stella here, you know. So we have our intellectual guy that comes on, and then we have our down-home girl from Texas come on, too.
You're so funny.
I can't do a Texas accent if you paid me.
No, I can't either. I grew up in Catskills, and
I know, but you've got an accent.
Oh, that's what everybody says from back home. And then down here, I get in an elevator or something or in the store talking to somebody, and they go, how long have you been in Texas? And I go, 40 years. Oh, my gosh, you sound like you're from the East Coast. Well, I am. So I can't hide it.
No, you can't. We just can't hide who we are sometimes. Sometimes our true colors come out when we least expect it.
That's right.
So anyway, we're going to be taking calls in a few minutes. I'm going to give out some numbers here, if you have a pen and paper ready. This is not the international calls. The international calls is 530-413-4522. That's like outside the continental U.S. and Canada. Within the continental U.S. and Canada, it's area code 888-627-6008. It's toll-free. I'll be all right. It's Monday. So we'll be taking calls. So call in. Feel free to call in. If you want to find us and you don't want to call in and you want a private reading, Stella and I are on PMP, which is Paul Mary Paul Advisors.com. So that's advisors with an S. So anyway, Stella, that was a good show. Chris is really, I love using the archangels. He reminded me of some stuff too when I learned how to do candle magic from a Strego witch, or which is an Italian witch basically, and she taught me how to do the four directions. She called herself the kitchen witch because that's where she worked out of, her kitchen.
Uh-huh.
But it was kind of cool because she did teach me about the four directions. I forgot about a lot of that stuff, and he just brought to mind different things. I don't know. What about you, Stella? Did you learn anything like that in your travels?
I learned like the different colored candles and like what to light them for or ask for and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I never was like formally taught, you know.
Okay.
I just had another reader tell me, you know, like you light a green candle if you're wanting money, and pink for love and like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Then black candles, you know, of course, take out all the negativity and the darkness and all, you know,
mm-hmm,
if you
mm-hmm.
feel that around you, so.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, when I feel like someone's stabbing me in the back, I'll feel it in my left upper back. I feel someone stabbing me in the back. I'll feel that. It's really strange. So then I'll burn some black candles.
Mm-hmm.
Or white candles for purity and clarity, too, just to surround me with white light, but I'll feel it.
When I feel like somebody is like being talking negative or whatever about me, I get a pain underneath my left shoulder blade.
That's where I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I mean.
That
I feel like someone's
is?
Stabbing
okay.
me in the back. Mm. It feels like a knife stab.
Mm-hmm. And you go,
yeah.
Oh.
I know. Wow, I must have really ticked you off.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, so. Anyway, when we start taking calls in a little bit, we're going to be just taking one question per person because of time constraints. So, and last week we had technical difficulties, so hopefully this week everything's all straightened out, but I'm sure it will be. Mercury retrograde's gone, I hope.
Yes, everything.
It really affected our show. It was funny. Everything was like going wrong, could have gone.
I know. It did. Metro retrograde definitely affects communication, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know. It's better not to have a fight with your fiance during that time, because then you got to undo everything. And you got to go rehash, you know, when my fiance
everything.
And I have fights. Boy, I try not to do them during retrograde, but then usually I do, and I insert open mouth, insert foot. So.
Yep, and then you have to unravel it all when it goes direct again.
I'm telling you. I can't wait. So the holidays are upon us, and I just wanted to tell people our schedule real fast for upcoming shows. We're going to have a repeat show next week, the day after Christmas, the 26th. So we're going to do the Archangel Gabriel show that we did about two or three weeks ago. I don't remember that when that was. And then we're going to come back after the first of the year, and we're going to do the Archangel of the Month, which is Raphael. Now, we talked about him in, you know, the previous segment about healing. And since this is a new year upon us, 2012, we had 2011, which I feel it was a huge year of tremendous transformation. We're going to talk about how to heal different parts, maybe things that were brought up in 2011 and even 2010. We're going to talk about Archangel Raphael and using his energy and how it can help us facilitate through the new year. And then we're going to have some wonderful shows coming up in January. I'm looking forward to January because our fabulous Stella is going to do a show on numerology. The basics of numerology. Because when you're calling a reader audience, we want you to kind of know what some of these little tricks that we use. The tarot, which is a common, I use the tarot and I'll use the angel cards as well, and the pendulum. She knows numerology more than I do, so Stella's going to be doing that. And then we're going to have a guest, our first guest really on the show. Chris is like a kind of a, not a, he's kind of like a guest, you know, co-host kind of thing. We're going to bring in Julie from Women for Sobriety. We're going to talk about addictions, and it's a wonderful support group just for women. And they do have a men's sector, but it's not as popular. And then we're going to start our series of forgiveness in the last 2 weeks of January. So it should be fun and interesting.
Richard online.
Yes, it will.
Okay, we have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. Trying to stay warm.
Yeah. You're what in? Where are you? Wisconsin or Minnesota?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay. So, what's your question?
I just want to see if there's any messages coming through. Lately, somebody's been blowing on my eyelashes, which kind of makes me want to laugh and annoy me at the same time. And I heard a sweet little voice saying hello.
Yes, I know. You know what? I'm going to have Stella take this one today. Stella, you want to take this one today?
Yes, I'm definitely seeing you need to, like, clear your space, you know? You need to get rid of your clutter, and that's, like, in your mind as well as, like, physically around your home. And then just clear the energy around you and be positive is what I'm getting from the angels. It's like, and don't be like so intense on what you're wanting. You know, you just meditate about it and think about it one time, and then give it to the universe, and then it won't be treading water, and it'll come back to fruition for you. And I'm also seeing where you're going to get a message in your dreams or through your dreams. And
yeah, last night I actually was dreaming about airports and stuff, and I haven't been in an airport for 10 years.
Well, that's what I'm picking up about that is whatever you're wanting to come to fruition is going to be coming through like at super speed because of the airplane. It's like something is going to come through, because right over your head, I am definitely seeing the load being taken off of you. It's like whatever has been weighing you down in your thoughts and all the negativity is going to be going. And I'm also seeing, like I said, a double whammy dream coming.
Okay.
Okay, and I get to add on that when Stella said about the clutter. I get clear your intention one thing at a time, Richard. What is your intention, and what do you really want to happen? So one thing, focus on one thing at a time. That's what the angels are telling
you. Yeah, I'm focusing on my guitar playing and my music, trying to turn that into a career.
Yeah, because they're saying the intention is like coming together for you. So keep that going, and I'm saying keep your intention, keep it pure of heart, because it's going to come to you tenfold. Okay, honey?
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's where the airplane comes in.
I've also been thinking about making a move. I really don't like the area I'm in, so I was thinking about moving back to Denver or L.A., which is where I was born, and depending on what my music does would be where I would go.
I definitely pick up LA for that, sweetie. So, but keep your intention one thing at a time, okay?
Yeah, I've been kind of just working on my music real hard.
Yeah, that's good.
That's when
that's
everything
good,
seems
though.
To come through. Is I'll feel somebody touch my hand or my
uh-huh.
my headphones will start moving on my head, and it's like, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, that's a female energy, and I still feel it's his mom. It's definitely your mother who's crossed over, honey. So, but the angels do sometimes do joke with us when we're getting too serious about things. They will kind of blow on our eyelashes, or they'll have a cold breeze. Sometimes it's sometimes our angels like joking around, like, hey, take it easy there. You're getting a little too serious. So.
Or they make your bangs come down over your eyes and all that, or switch your
hair.
Yeah,
I feel a spider web
around
over
my
face every now and then, and even like a little mist. And it's like, where did that come from?
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're just telling me to keep your, keep your intentions. Keep one intention at a time, and what you intend to be brought forth to you will be brought forth to you. Okay, Richard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, sweetie. All right. Well, Richard, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. It's always nice to hear from you. You take care now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Richard.
That is really, did I ever tell you about my integrated energy attunement, Stella? Did I ever tell you about that, what happened?
No,
with the guy who was
call.
Doing the attunements? Hmm?
We have another call.
Oh, we do? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll be okay. Hello?
Oh, hi. My name is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I wanted to ask Stella what she saw for me.
Okay. And do you have a special question, Catherine, or a subject you want me to look at?
An area of your life, honey?
Yeah, look at marriage for me.
Look at what?
Marriage.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm definitely seeing right on your face here where somebody that you're already with or that you have known in the past, and I'm not sure if you had a relationship with them or if you just, you would have, but you each went different ways coming in. And I'm also seeing where you're really, Catherine, you're just not going to, jump in a relationship. I'm seeing you really, you're like a surveyor, You're taking a survey of the whole land and deciding which spot you want to land in,
Good.
I'm sorry, I know
that
Catherine.
Is good.
And also, you're definitely not hanging by a thread, honey. I'm seeing the rainbows following you. And also, to put your mind at ease, to really, that the angels and God and everybody else is around you. When you walk down the road sometimes and you notice a cloud formation, and when you take a step,
yes.
It looks like it's moving ahead of you? Well, I'm
yes.
seeing a cross doing that. It's like there's always a cross ahead of you. It's like when you take a step.
Is that good?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're
not
being
good,
protected.
Honey.
You're being... It's like whatever you want and whatever is like a bump in the road that you feel is almost too tall to cross or whatever, you're just going to skim right over it because you're going to have the positive outlook and the gumption and the strength and everything else to do that because I'm seeing you going places in 2012, honey. It's like whatever you
okay,
think is going to be
you.
Double time. Coming through to you.
Oh, all right. Yeah, thank you. That sounds good.
And you're
okay.
going to have a choice.
Thanks, Stella.
You're going to have several choices.
I've got to what?
You're going to have several choices to make,
well.
And I'm also seeing where, and that's like around money in a three, I'm seeing
oh.
you going up the ladder at work, and then the missing piece of the puzzle is given to you there, too.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that as well.
Business. I'm sorry?
Yeah. She's been worried about that.
Oh, I was wondering about that, too. Yeah, I was wondering, but I figured I'd just stick to one question.
The karma is gone, Catherine, around work. The karma is gone. I'm seeing a businessman there who is probably maybe late 30s, early 40s, with brown hair, like nondescript brown hair and light eyes, and I'm seeing where he has your back. And
okay.
he also
okay.
has, like, they have new plans for you. You're going to, your eyes
okay,
are going
lovely.
To open up real wide like a little kid that sees a Christmas tree for the first time, you know? You're going to be really surprised.
Oh, beautiful. Honey. Beautiful. Oh, okay. Thank you, Stella, very much.
Well, you're welcome, honey, and it's good to
right.
talk to you.
All right, and you have a good day.
And
you,
you too, and you stay blessed, Catherine.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, do we have another caller? Okay.
No.
Well, anyway, that was a good Stella. She's got a lot of good things coming to her, I feel.
Yes, she does.
I feel that she will have marriage offered to her. Probably I would say I'm getting within a 7 vibration, so within 7 months or something with the month of July. And I do feel that her work situation will definitely improve. She'll be moving up the ladder is what I'm picking up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, like, it'll be talked about or whatever around Easter because I'm seeing a bunny rabbit, you know,
mm-hmm.
going forward over the fence and then hopping backwards back over it. I know, it's crazy. I never know what image the angels are going to give me, but this bunny rabbit, he misses the barbed wire, I'm telling you, and gets to hop backwards over it. So it's like it may be a, you know, where she had, I feel that's telling me is that she had the opportunity, like one time before or something from this same person, but it's like their paths just kind of went opposite ways. So now it's like a rerun, you know, and we're getting it right this time.
Yeah, yeah, she's deserving of that. So I definitely feel she's going to have a lot of good things happen to her in 2012. So
yes, absolutely.
Yes, definitely. So do you have any, and just to remind the callers, if you can't get through or you don't want to call us today on the radio show, you can call us toll-free within the continental U.S. and Canada at 1-888-627-6008. Or, you know, outside the U.S., the number is 530-413-4522. And you also can find us on PMP, Paul Mary Paul, -advisors with an S.com. So anyway, that was really 2 good calls so far. I mean, wow. You got the bunny rabbit, and I got the dollar signs around Catherine today, so that's good.
That's great, yes, yes.
That's always a good thing. Sometimes we wonder.
Well, we have a sign. Well, I feel like it's a sign for all of us because of the fact that the airport with the airplanes, how fast they fly, and you know how fast the bunny rabbit skips, and I've been getting feelings and messages that 2012 is going to, like, zoom. I mean, everything is just going to be in fast motion as far as turning around all the negative that 2011 brought.
Yeah, and even in the 20, I think it really started in 2008 for a lot of us.
Yes.
I really do. I think we've been in a bad cycle, and we're learning that, you know, we're learning to reevaluate our materialistic way of life. And that materialism or buying things is not what we need. We need to go back to the spiritual way of life. Get back to source energy, the angels, whatever you want to call it, Stella. But
absolutely.
Yes, you're right.
Take time out and sit on the porch and get to know your neighbor and play games and take walks and observe nature and pay attention to the birdies and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the bunny rabbits.
I think we're going to do a show, too, on what animals mean. There's different animals that mean different things than the Native American.
Yes.
And they're different signs, and I think we're going to do a show on that because I love looking. If I see an animal more than 3 times in a week or a day, I'm like, oh, okay, I better pay attention. Like one year I kept getting squirrels, and I need to squirrel away money, which I really needed to do because I fell on hard economic times that year. I think that was early 2000s, but I remember seeing these squirrels, and I was like, why are these stupid squirrels squirreling away money, you know, saving for a rainy day, the rainy day fund, you know, getting back, you know, or different animals mean different things. So
yes,
definitely. So, but I was just saying before with Richard about, you know, the angels coming. They sometimes will make, you know, they'll be funny. They'll play practical jokes on us. Like the guy who was giving me my attunement for integrated energy therapy, which means basically he was attuning me to the energy of the healing modality I was taking, or making me sure that I could use the energy, you know, to help others. Thank you. And so he was giggling and laughing when he was doing the attunements. So just kind of, hello, we have another caller here. Wonderful. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, what's your name?
Sibby.
Oh, hi Sibby, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? What can we do for you today, honey?
I just wanted to know if you see anything going for me in 2012.
Okay, what area, honey? Career or? Relationship?
Yeah. Well, yeah, relationship would be better.
Okay. Ooh, this is a real good one for you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness, when I get that card, which came right out of the deck, tells me forgiving. Sometimes we have... You're in a relationship now, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Forgiveness, this is more about self-forgiveness. And what I mean by that is, You don't want to be too hard on yourself. Sometimes you can be a little bit too hard on yourself. Forgive yourself for the mistakes you've made in the past, because I think they're coming into your relationship now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I got forgiveness for you, honey. And we're not perfect people either, and sometimes we have our own insecurities, and sometimes we can bring that into the relationship too. But forgive yourself for the past, okay? Forgive yourself for whatever you perceived you did wrong, what you thought you did wrong, because you're a perfect child of God, honey. Forgive yourself for whatever happened, because it's carrying over into your relationship. Stella, do you have anything for this beautiful young lady?
I'm just seeing that her hard work at work pays off, and also around business and spiritually, health, everything. I'm just seeing where it's taken a long time for her, but now I'm seeing the success starting, and you're going to be like a little girl that is, you know, playing in the water without any cares or worries or anything in the world. It's like you're just going to know that everything's going to fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I feel like you have trust issues, and you just need to be positive about the trust. That the trust is going to be there, that I want you to trust yourself that you're going to make the right decisions, because you're putting a lot of plans into action next year, the beginning of next year, honey. And where you've been feeling isolated and everything else, you're going to have insight. And somebody, like I'm seeing your partner being around you, like when you're, you know, like sitting in front of the fireplace or whatever, you know, it's like, Your dog is like right there beside you, you know, like man's best friend. Well, that's the way I'm seeing your friend being, like the warmth and the goodness and everything is just going to be there. And all the negative is going to be gone. And I'm seeing that around like some legal papers or contracts or something that you're going to be signing. And that can also be from HR, like at work, too. But I'm seeing the blinders being taken off, and I'm just seeing where everything kind of went to hell in a handbasket this year. It's totally changing next year.
I'm sorry. That's funny, Stella. The way you put things sometimes, you're so cute.
I just
Does
say
that make
whatever
sense,
the angels want to come out of my mouth, you know, and I'm not sure which angel has, you know, like a real sense of humor, but I always seem to get them.
Does that make sense, Sibby?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So whatever you have been putting into action the past 3 months, whatever you've been putting into action, so trust your partner, because, and forgive yourself for what has gone wrong, okay? because you're on your way to healing, hon. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All your fears are going to be taken away, and I'm seeing this man front and center, and I'm also seeing the rainbow around him, and I'm also seeing where he was spiritually being led through, you know, like through the clouds to you, so to speak, honey.
Yeah, like you were meant to be with this man for, you know, for whatever reason, you know, we attract people, you know, for whatever reason. Sometimes we're like, why did I attract this person? But sometimes there's no accidents in the universe, okay?
Yeah, even if the question mark is upside down sometimes, you know. But everything gets right side up eventually, honey. But you're going to know exactly, I feel in 2012, you're going to have answers, and they're going to be crystal clear as to why this happened or that happened or the other. It's like sometimes, you know, we go to our pastor or we go to the angels or we go to a friend and we go, I'm thinking this, or I'm seeing this, or this person said this to me, and I wonder why. Well, there's not going to be any wonder around you. You're going to be shown crystal clear, and you're going to know exactly why you're putting your left foot forward or your right foot forward, and where you and the path that you're going. You're going to know exactly what's at the end of it, honey. So just be positive, and just know that your wings are growing, and you're going to be able to fly a longer distance this year.
That sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, honey. Thank you for calling, Sibby. I appreciate it. I really do, honey. You're going to be fine, okay?
You're welcome. Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks, sweetie.
Bye.
And have a great Christmas.
That was a nice caller. She's a sweetheart.
Yes.
She really is. I just got, when I got the forgiveness card, I was like, wow. It's usually when someone's really hard on themselves. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really hard on themselves. But, yeah, sometimes self-forgiveness, which when we do our show on forgiveness, we're going to be talking about self-forgiveness. That's something I'm working on. That's a hard pill to swallow, because sometimes I think we can be so hard on ourselves with the past, and we can't live in the past. The past is gone, and we just got to move on from there. But it's hard to do. It's easier said than done, right, Stella?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm.
Because,
you know,
we can't rerun, unfortunately, and start the race again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to know that at the time, the decision we made was right. And for us at the time, the decision was right. And then we just need to let it go. Otherwise, you know, it's like the ashes are going to keep smoldering, and we're never going to see past the smoke to move ahead.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We can't, sometimes we make decisions based on the current circumstances. What we know is what we know at the time, and that's it.
Yes.
And that's all we can do. And sometimes that happens. And, yeah, wow. I don't know about you. How's your head feeling? Because last couple times my head was buzzing with the angels. Today they're calmer, so that's good.
Yeah, I just feel like my head is like really clear. Earlier I felt like everything was clogged up, and then all of a sudden it's like everything just got cleared up, especially when the phone rang. It was amazing.
Yeah, so you need some angel Drano, huh?
I think I got it. Whole big dose of it. Because now I can smell everything, you know, so something cleared up. I know.
Oh,
I've got the bedroom door closed, and I think my dog farted a little bit ago. So my head's definitely clear, honey.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know that feeling. Anyway, we got a few minutes left, and we're going to, like I said, next week we're going to have a repeat. So we're going to take off for the Christmas holiday. And we're going to have Archangel Gabriel, not Raphael. Raphael's the beginning of the year. That'll be our next show. And that's going to be a nice reminder of the holiday season. So, well, we'll wrap up the show. I want to thank everybody out there for listening and calling in today. And it's been, we got our technical difficulties straightened out, thank God, to the wonderful Doug in the engineering room. Thank you very much, Doug, for helping us out. And Stella, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. if you want to say anything to the audience before we wrap up, because the holidays, we're going to have a nice Christmas is upon us. I can't believe it. I don't know where time went. I really don't.
I don't know where this year went either, but I want everybody to feel blessed, and I want everybody to know that the new year is going to really unfold big time with the absolutely glad tidings and joy, and everything else are coming. And I want y'all to know that, and pay attention to all the Christmas hymns, and like you're hearing them for the first time, because I feel like each and every one of you will get a message from a verse in the Christmas
mm-hmm.
hymns in church.
Yes, definitely. Well, everyone, have a Merry Christmas, and we will talk. We'll see you into the new year, and with some great, great shows. Like I said, you can find us on pmp-advisors.com. If you want to talk to us, Stella and I, I'm Angelic Amy, and Stella is Stella on the line, and we're on there anytime you need us. Take care. Have a blessed day. Bye.